Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I know this episode is landing right around Christmas, Christmas Eve to be exact. So whether you're celebrating, if you're not celebrating, if you're resting, or you're just enjoying a slower week, I want to take a few minutes just to say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And I just want to share a little reflection from my own podcasting journey, because I hope that it might help you out on yours. And if you're new here, if this is your very first episode, welcome. I'm Allison, a podcast strategist. I help women entrepreneurs launch, grow, and monetize their podcast by turning listeners into leads through your own offers and services. But today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's not about strategy. It's not about structure. I just simply want to take a moment of gratitude and just take a reminder that your podcast can be one of the most life-giving parts of your business. Your marketing engine, as I've been saying, your CMO, your chief marketing officer, not just another thing on your to-do list. And this season always makes me slow down and think about what I am very grateful for. And I know that sounds so cheesy, but in all honesty, podcasting has brought me so much more than I expected when I started this journey. If you are new to my world, I started the podcasting industry because it was a podcast that got me out of a job that I had been in for 18 years. I was an elementary school teacher. There were many years that I loved it, but many years that it provided so much stress and anxiety. And I tried for so many years to get out. And I was known as a teacher, and we need teachers and we need amazing teachers. And I love teachers. And again, I did love parts of teachers, but I needed out. And again, I had tried that was the third time. And it was a podcast that taught me there were other opportunities out there than another 9 to 5. And I went full force, and it just became one podcast after the other. And it changed my life. It literally changed my life. And now I am here helping other women change lives with their podcast. So today, I just want to share three things that I am the most grateful that podcasting has given me this year, in hopes that I can inspire you and in hopes that I can help you on your podcasting journey, no matter whether you're starting, if you've been doing it for years. We're all in different spaces. We're all in different phases, and that's okay. But I hope that if I can spark any bit of positivity around podcasting, that it will help you in your journey. So the first one is that it has created just so much of a deeper connection with my audience. It's just it's just like nothing else. There's just something about someone listening to your voice. They're not scrolling past a post. You're not having to try to get them to, you know, catch their attention as they're, laying in bed scrolling Instagram or TikTok. They chose to listen to you, and that just builds such real trust. I've had several people reach out to me just saying they love my podcast and they've learned so much. And I am just so grateful for you that are listening. And for those of you listening to, you know, my message about me saying, or just someone just telling me that an episode resonated with them, or that it helped them think about podcasting differently. And it just reminds me that podcasting it's about people. It's about people sharing their voice, helping you, sharing their message, and doing whatever it can to help other people. And it's not about numbers. It's not about all of the metrics. We do look at metrics. We do watch our metrics when podcasting, but it's just this different form of content that just means so much. I am obsessed with podcasts in a weird way because I love learning from people, and I just love hearing people's lives throughout their stories. And I don't know, it's just so much of a deeper connection. And I, in 2026, want to get better at sharing my life more. You know, a lot of my behind the scenes stories of my, you know, how I got started, but just sharing my life more in general, and, you know, not sharing all the dirty secrets, but the fact that I have, you know, my family. I don't really talk about my kids a lot because they're teenagers, and teenagers like their privacy. So they stopped being shown on social media long before showing your kids on social media was not cool. They didn't want to be on social media. And they live their own lives right now. But I do want to kind of incorporate them more, and the fact that I have such an amazing supportive husband who let me, I shouldn't say let, he supported me in starting this business. And even though it took a while to take off, he supported me through it. He trusted that I would get it there. And I want people to realize that your message matters. And even though the days you think, oh, I don't have downloads or my numbers aren't growing, and that's just a number, think about the one person who needed to hear what you had to say. Think about the one person who was laying in bed that night going, what am I going to do about this situation? And then they listened to your episode and you just completely flipped that thought on its head. And they just were like, oh my gosh. And maybe they didn't reach out to you, but just know that you did that for somebody. Even though they don't tell you, you've done that. Just know that that is possible. And even if you haven't done it yet, because you're just getting started, know that that is something to look forward to. The other thing that has happened, and I've been podcasting since 2023, my first podcast. Let's see, I started my business in 2022. So yes, I think February of 2023 is how long I've actually been podcasting. But when I took this podcast first approach, that was in the year I'm recording this, 2025, probably mid, early summer 2025, it just gave me so much more clarity. I mean, podcasting forces you to find your message. It really does. If you don't know what you're talking about, or you don't know what you talk about, or you don't know how to explain what you talk about, put a microphone in front of you. And even if you stumble through some episodes, you will eventually figure out your message. I had a client once who said that, first of all, she wanted to throw up when she first started her podcast. And I was like, you'll be fine. You'll just do it. I was like, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. No one can see you. Just do it. Probably about, I don't know, she was probably 20 episodes in. She was just like, it has really helped me refine my message. And so it really does. So it's one thing to know what you do, but it's another thing to have to explain it out loud week after week. I mean, it's like trying to tell your grandparents what you do for work. My mom had her 52nd reunion, and her friends were all there, all these sweet, amazing ladies. They're all 73. And my mom said, can you please explain what you do? Because I don't know how to tell them. I'm like, yep, I sure can. It's just, I found that it's so much easier. And I've just found so much more clarity in what I teach and who I serve by just hitting record and just talking to you. And I'm loving actually this episode not being so much about tips and strategies and just me talking. And I might incorporate these more. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll have to see how this episode does. Can't really depend on it too much since it is Christmas Eve for you listening as it releases. But I know so many people listen to this way after it releases. So that's why I was like, you know what? It's just going to come out. So, and that's just something I hope for every one of you as a podcaster that you can experience, because clarity, once you have the clarity, once things become so much more clear, that is when your confidence starts. I did not feel confident starting my first podcast, and here I am. 2.5 years, well, I did take a break. So I'll just say 2 years later. And the confidence is just starting, but it's because I talk every week. And sometimes I shouldn't say sometimes, I do batch my episodes. So recording 3-4 episodes at a time, you get this clarity and things just start coming out of your mouth and you don't know where it came from. And you're like, well, that's what I wanted to say anyway. So just know that that is something that can happen. And the other thing is sustainability. I was really trying to think of another word, but that's all I got. But I'm just so grateful that this podcast has given me a way to market my business in a way that feels sustainable. I can be consistent. I know that I'm not fighting an algorithm. There's no pressure to perform. I just recently did an episode on YouTube versus podcasting. And when I was on YouTube, I felt like I was performing. But this just gives me a way to create content, and it continues to live on and on. I serve my audience, I serve you, and I can keep working. And the thing is that this will keep working long after I've recorded it. So somebody may be listening to this episode in, I don't know, November of next year, and they're like, it's not Christmas Eve, but you know what? They could still listen to it. So that's just something that I just love so much, and it makes it so much easier to continue doing it. That's the heart of podcast first marketing. It's letting your message live on way longer than it can on social media. You're trusting that consistency is going to build that momentum, and it's just going to keep going on and on from there. And I just want to give you that hope that it will. So wherever you are listening from today, whenever you're listening to this, maybe you're wrapping gifts, maybe you're baking cookies, maybe you're taking a walk, maybe Christmas has way long passed. I just hope you give yourself permission to rest no matter what season you're in. Your podcast is not going anywhere. Batch those episodes, get them up, and then go live your life. The episodes you've already created are still out there. They are serving your audience. They're encouraging people. They're connecting people to you. That's the beauty of podcasting. And if you want to start the new year with more ease and direction in your podcast, I want you to keep tuning in to the show. I've got some great things coming, strategies, a whole bunch of different new things coming up. And next week, I want to help build on this into helping you build your podcast into 2026. So thank you so much for being part of my community, for letting me be a part of your podcast journey, for letting me be a part of your podcast choices that you choose to listen to. So I'm just so grateful you are here. I cannot wait to see what's ahead for you. Please let me know. Send me a DM. You can send me an email. And we are coming up on 2026, and I just feel like so many good things are ahead for you. So until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client, and I will see you next week.